drink and dance all night. Now let's talk with divers and pacifiers and our fans are feeling tight.
Bottle service with BKB. Bottle service with BKB.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Bottle Service. It's me, Sarah Merrill Hall. Welcome back. So good to have you. I don't know what's been going on this last month. I don't know if like Mercury's in retrograde or something. I had like three really great guests confirmed for interviews the last few weeks, and all of them either got like canceled or postponed. So it's just me this week. Hi. But this is good because there's actually been an episode I've been wanting to do. I've been trying to figure out how to do this episode. It's kind of hard to like talk about a little bit, but it's something that I get in my DMs quite a bit because I have mentioned this on previous episodes. But this week we're going to talk about like mentally grappling with another baby. So what I mean by that is like for anybody who, you know, was planning on having multiple kids, maybe went through their first birth, went through their first baby, and is now struggling with the idea of number two. This can be for a number of reasons. You know, maybe you had a really tough pregnancy, a really tough birth. Maybe your postpartum was shitty, you know, that can be a really tough hole to come out of if you, you know, had months of like postpartum depression and you're naturally scared to go through all of that again. There's lots of reasons, or maybe you just had like a really tough newborn phase. Maybe you're just kind of feeling like you're just starting to come out of the fog, get the hang of it. And all of a sudden, you know, the idea of having another baby comes in and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know if I'm ready for all of that again. That is something I've definitely felt in the last few months. And it's something I've had to work through. Like that's what we're going to talk about this week, because I've done a lot of work around this. I'm somebody who always wanted multiple babies. I used to want four, you know, back in the day. I think that that ship has sailed personally, but we were definitely like my husband and I definitely wanted at a minimum two kids. We both come from families of multiple kids. It's like something we talked about on our second date, you know, like it's just something that's been ingrained in both of us. And, when we had kind of discussed like a 2-year age gap, and when the time came where it was like about to start trying for baby number two, I gotta tell you, I had some like pretty strong reactions to it where I was just like, I can't do this again, which is crazy, you know, because I know in my heart I want a second baby, but there are moments where I'm just like, I physically can't do that again. And for me personally, it comes from my birth specifically. Like I had a pretty rough birth. I'm not going to get into the weeds on that in this episode. We've talked about it before. If you're new here, if you're curious, I did a whole episode on my birth episode, and I did another episode on birth trauma, which is honestly like one of my favorite bottle service episodes of all time. I think it's really good. And I think it's a topic like a lot of people don't talk about, but I can just tell you, I remember even in that episode, I interviewed Tila Tomasetti, who like specializes in birth trauma, and she herself went through birth trauma. And she mentioned, she's like, a lot of birth trauma moms are one and done moms. Like they don't end up going for that second baby. And I remember in that conversation thinking, well, that's not going to be me. And then I'm telling you, when like time came to like start preparing and trying for baby number two, I just had this strong bodily reaction of, I can't do this. So again, I mean, that you could be experiencing this to a certain degree. Like maybe you're just a little trepidatious. Maybe you're similar to me where you're just like, I can't do it, and freaking out. I'm going to talk about a couple things that have helped me work through this. And, you know, they range in all sorts of categories, like very like easy things you can do at home to a little bit on the crazy side. Cause I don't know if you've been like followed me along for a while, but I like am kind of into the woo-woo crazy town stuff. So I've done some pretty like weird things to work through this, but I'm going to tell you everything that's worked for me. And hopefully wherever you're at, and for whatever reason you may be struggling with like coming to terms with having to do this again, maybe some of these will help. And first, I want to acknowledge too that like not everybody is going to experience this. And actually, I've had a lot of friends who were very excited for their second baby. And I think like a big thing we see in movies and TV and media is just like this idea of baby fever. Like a lot of people get baby fever and like cannot wait to get have another baby. And I think that message, especially, or when we see that that's like kind of like what's supposed to happen, if you're not having that, it can be, you know, a little tough and a little bit like, what's wrong with me that I'm not having this extreme, you know, reaction or having baby fever? Or like, it was a little disappointing to me that it didn't happen that way. And that's okay. Like I said, there's going to be lots of reasons why you may not be super pumped to go through all of this again. But one thing that I'd say is a good place to start is understanding your reasoning for wanting a second baby, because maybe part of it is like I think sometimes we do have this societal pressure, or maybe it's something that we always thought we wanted, but if at the end of the day, maybe you don't want a second baby. I think you really have to get clear on, you know, understanding your own reasonings for wanting a baby or not wanting a baby. Like I literally like sat and had a list of like pros and cons for wanting a second baby, because I was having such a strong reaction of like, no, I can't do this. But I didn't want like the I can't and the fear to take away from the reasons why I did want a baby. So for me, I think like getting really, really clear on your reasoning for a second baby or a third baby, you know, whatever baby you're on, is really, really important. So like, just as an example, like a couple things for me that really stood out is number one, almost was like, it's for Bodhi, it's for my son. A big piece of my wanting another baby is like, I want a sibling for Bodhi. I want someone he can play with, who he can interact with. Like I come from a family of siblings. You know, it was so important to me growing up having like my brothers in the house to play with, to experience life with. That was my built-in buddy. I really want that for Bodhi. And I know Brandon feels the same way. He has two brothers that he was really close in age with, and not just like in childhood, but also like in life. You know, I want him to have a sibling. I want him to have family when Brandon and I aren't here. So wanting that for him, I think, was a big piece. I always also, you know, coming from a family with siblings, like I wanted a fun house. Like I wanted, like I always pictured our house as like kids laughing, playing, our dinner table being fun. You know, a lot of action. I picture our holidays. Like I always just like wanted a bigger family. These are all things that like the idea of not having that, when coupled with the idea of, well, I'm scared to give birth again, it really started to outweigh the fear of childbirth again, if this is making any sense. So some of the reasons for not wanting a baby, like it starts to totally outweigh. And I think like if you can see it on paper, it can sometimes help your brain like understand a little bit better, because when all of these like thoughts and emotions are just like circulating in your brain, it can feel like the weight is pretty even on both of those sides. But when you really put it down and look at it, it became clear to me that like, no, I do really want a baby, and I have some really good reasons for wanting a second baby. And like, I didn't feel like our family was complete without having another baby. So That was like tip number one, I'd say, is just getting really, really clear. And you might do this exercise and realize like, you know what, like some of these reasons, maybe I don't want a second baby. Like, again, I think we kind of come into motherhood with these expectations or plans. And, you know, when you lay your cards out on the table, maybe you're like, you know what, I'm pretty good with my one baby. And like, for our lifestyle and what's happening, like this is actually fine. So I want to put that out there too. Like, I think this is just like a good exercise in general, is to like, make sure you're not doing something because like, you know, your parents are like, and society is like, oh, when are you going to do it? Have another one? You know, like I think we all experience a little level of that. So my mom just told me she checks my Instagram every day to see new pictures of Bodhi. Every day. I don't really want my family combing through my social channels for a glimpse at the baby. There has to be an easier way to share photos. Am I right? Enter the Family Album app. It was created to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories with no third-party ads and no unwanted eyes, unlimited storage, and it's totally free. No more worrying about being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. The app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. I love being able to look back on all of our favorite moments, like no more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's been really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold on to. You can also easily invite family members or friends to your album for easy access. So, to all the parents out there, it's time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app with unlimited storage. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love, one photo at a time. Okay, let's move on to tip number 2. So, for me, this is really important, is like addressing the root issue of what's causing your hesitation. So, the big thing for me here is like, I'm like, hello, therapy, you know, for me, like I had this very specific thing, where it was, you know, my birth and all of that. And I knew I had some trauma to work through, which is like, trauma is like a very strange thing. Like I've experienced like anxiety, all kinds of things in my life, but trauma is like a little bit of a different beast. And it's something that like all my tools that I've used for mental health in the past, like weren't really working. And this is where I think like therapy really comes in handy. And like I said, like you could have so many reasons for your root issue or what your hesitation is. And I just think like having another person to discuss this with is so key. There's also different types of therapy. Like you can do one-on-one therapy. For me, and I don't know why, but I was just really, really drawn for this to be like couples therapy. Like I really wanted like Brandon involved in this process. Like for one, I was like, it is so hard. It's so hard for me to understand my birth trauma. So like explaining it to another person, like is almost impossible. And like, I feel like he doesn't understand like what I've gone through, because he was very much ready to have another baby early on. Like if it was up to him, we probably would have hit Bodhi's first birthday and he would have been ready to go. And I was just hesitating and I was like, no, I need 6 months. And then 6 months came and I'm like, no, I need another 6 months. So I really wanted him to be part of the therapy process and just like us go through this together. And I will say, like, after doing it for a few months, it was like, I'm really happy that he was involved. And I think he, like, we both just got on the same page, a lot better. And, he's been like so supportive and allowing me to wait until I felt comfortable to do this again. And that's another thing, is like picking your timing. This can be a hard piece. Like sometimes, you know, you might need a little bit more time than you originally thought, and that's okay. I think you kind of have to be honest with yourself and know that you might need a little bit more time until you're ready, and that's okay. For me, I wanted to take a couple things into consideration when choosing my timing, because honestly, like I'm like, I could have waited till Bodhi's like 5th birthday until I started trying again, because I was really just not ready at all. But I also, you know, I had to take my age, my husband's age. Like, I hate to say this, but like, you know, we're not getting any younger. My husband, especially, like he hit his like 40th birthday and he's like, I want to be an active parent. I'm already starting to see changes in my body and like my knees and all of this stuff. And like, he wanted to get our babies out sooner than later, which I totally understand. And for me, the same thing. Like if I really wanted to wait 5 years, like I'd be 40 trying for my second baby. And there's complications that come with that. So yes, I wanted to take the timing for my mental health, but I also wanted to keep considerations for my like physical health and the physical well-being of a second pregnancy into consideration as well, which I think is important. And back to the just like addressing the root issue of it all. Therapy is obviously great, but there's other things you can do too. Like journaling, I think, is like huge, huge, huge. It's like one of those things I used to be really good at before Bodhi came along. I don't really feel like I have the time to journal like I used to, but when I do, I feel like so much better. So I think like opening your journal and just writing like, why am I having hesitations into having another baby, and just like free flowing, whatever thoughts come to your mind, just like getting it out on paper is so, so helpful for me. And this kind of also goes to like addressing the root issue is like I had and this is for anybody who had like any kind of like physical issue, like maybe in your pregnancy or birth or afterwards, like you can store a lot of that trauma in your body. Like it's not just like in your mind. A lot of it gets stored in your body. There's this book I read when I was like trying to understand my own trauma from birth and like what was going on with me. Like I read this book, like the body keeps the score. And it's just like, so it's just so interesting is like, you can do as much mental work as you want, but like there is like this level of physical trauma that sticks in your body. And so because I was trying to address the root issue, I also did a lot of body work. And this was really, really a key part of helping me through this was the body work. I have to tell you, working with a chiropractor at one point, it was actually after my, and this works not just for, I keep reiterating, because I know birth trauma is like so specific, but like for anybody who's experienced a birth loss, like I went to a chiropractor after my miscarriage, and I was just feeling like it's hard to put into words all the things I was feeling. Like I was feeling emotional grief, but I was also feeling like a bodily grief. And like, again, body work is something that can really, really help. So I worked with a chiropractor who like literally cracked me in half like a glow stick. And afterwards, I felt so much lighter, so much better. You work with energy healers. I worked with this lady in Nashville who's amazing. Anybody who's like local to Nashville, I have like so many resources for you. But of course, like, you know, wherever you are, there's going to be good people. You just have to find them, ask your friends, ask for recommendations, put it out on social media, ask your doctor. Sometimes like doctors or midwives have people that they work with. But anyway, I got put in contact with this like energy healer who did like a Reiki session on me, but also did like some chakra work. This was crazy. So not to get like too far deep into chakras, but we did this whole thing where I got like really relaxed and we started like talking about like, you know, obviously my root issue. So talking about like the birth trauma, and she's like, where in your body is it hurting right now when you talk about this? And I would have assumed it would have been like in my cervix area or like by my pelvis, like where, you know, birth happens, or like where I was like, you know, where my C-section happened. And it wasn't, like, it was happening. The pain was like all in my throat and neck, which is so strange. But she started talking to me about like chakras. And once I got into it, I realized that a part of my root issue was that like in my birth, I felt like I didn't have a voice. I felt like my doctors and the nurses kind of like made decisions for me and just moved really fast. And I didn't stand up for myself, and I didn't advocate for myself the way that I would have wanted to. And I didn't get to advocate for my son the way I would have wanted to. And I thought that was so interesting. And like, that was such a big insight into the root issue also, because if I know that that's part of the fear of, you know, feeling voiceless, feeling unheard, there's steps I can take going into my second birth to prevent that from happening. So like understanding like on a bodily level what's going on was huge for me too. And I definitely recommend doing some body work for anybody who's maybe like unsure of why they're feeling this way or why they're having such reluctancy into, you know, getting started with their next baby. Another thing, just to like talk about that throat chakra thing, in case this is like resonating with anybody else, because I do, and I hate this, but from just the research I've done, it sounds like a big percentage of people who have less than ideal births, we'll say, comes from situations that arise with their doctor or medical team, where they didn't feel like they were heard. Like that's actually like kind of one of the main contributors to why a lot of people report birth trauma, which is sad. But anyway, for anybody who may be feeling like listening to this and being like, ooh, this is resonating a little bit, another exercise that I was told to do, this actually came from my therapist, but it really, really helped, is like doing a vocal release. So literally getting in my car and screaming my guts out and just like letting it rip. It when my therapist was telling me to do this, I was like, oh my God, like, what? This is embarrassing. Like, I don't know if I can do it, but I did it. Let me tell you, it felt unbelievable to like have that vocal release of just like screaming, crying, letting all of that shit out of your body. Because that's a lot of it. Like a lot of the trauma and like pain or anything that you've experienced can get like lodged in your body, and figuring out how to release it is huge. So for me, like doing that chakra work, understanding like where in my body I was feeling these certain feelings, and then like figuring out how to release it was huge. Also, when it comes to the body, I think a thing that can really help is just like getting your body healthy too. Like for me, cutting back on alcohol, like I cut back on drinking. I started taking like really good vitamins. I started like prioritizing my sleep, just like getting my body healthy again, especially after like a loss, helped me feel better like overall too when it came to like addressing these issues. So I think if you're feeling any certain way in your body, like that is just always like a good thing to do too. And it helps you just like get like mental clarity too. Like I really can't stress enough like how those few things that I did, and eating well too. I think like if you're eating crap, it can affect so many things in your body too. So eating well, cutting back on drinking, taking vitamins, drinking a ton of water, getting sleep, you know, the things that we all know to do, it can really help, and it's important. Speaking of taking care of your body, I mentioned taking supplements, and for me, the supplements I chose to take were Wee Natal. You've heard me talk about Wee Natal before. I had the founders on a few weeks ago, which if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you totally should. But they make optimal nutrition easy with 24 nutrients that can specifically help with fertility and improved egg quality. This is especially important as we talk about preparing to get pregnant again. And I know after my loss, I researched like crazy to see if there was anything I could do to increase my chances of a healthy pregnancy. And it turns out that there is. You can improve egg quality in the 3-month period that your egg is maturing, and Wee Natal offers a simplified and effective research-backed formula with the right doses of key nutrients in bioavailable forms to do just that. They are a clean and certified brand with no synthetic fillers, artificial ingredients, and are third-party tested for safety and quality. And I love that they are just easy to take. They have the nutrient density of 8 capsules condensed into just 3 per day. Also, I love that they cover male fertility too. They have a custom men's multi to support male reproductive health and improve sperm quality. So it's something Brandon and I have been doing together to help us prep for baby number 2. I could honestly go on and on about how much I love Wee Natal, and I am so honored that they have offered a special discount just for our audience. If you head to weenatal.com/bigkid, you will get a free 30-day supply of Wee Natal Omega DHA Plus with any subscription. That is a value of $34.95, so definitely take advantage. Again, that is weenatal.com/bigkid, and I'm going to link it in show notes for easy access. So enjoy. Tip number 3, and I hope this is helping. I sometimes when I do these episodes, I'm like, am I just like, do I sound like a crazy person? Hopefully not. But tip number 3 is, I think, and this has helped a lot for me too, is getting a good support system in place. So like I mentioned, finding a therapist, getting Brandon on board, coming with me to therapy, that has helped, I think, Brandon become a better support system. Like he was always a good support system and like always very, very eager to support me, but didn't know how to. And I didn't know how he could either. Like it was just one of these weird things. So I think that was really, really helpful. And then also like for me, who like the birth again, I hate to make this like so specific to a birth issue, but that was my big thing. So I realized like I needed to change my entire birth team if I was going to do this again. So like changing doctors, finding a new doula, and then also like for me, like I didn't even want to step foot into the hospital I gave birth in. So I'm like, what can I find a doctor that delivers at a different hospital? Like doing all of that, I think kind of puts me at ease knowing that I'm not going to have to like be in the same environment I was in the first time where shit hit the fan, has helped me mentally a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to be in a completely different place. Now, similarly, like if you're grappling with a postpartum issue, like maybe you had some bad postpartum depression, or maybe you had a really tough newborn phase where you were like very, very overwhelmed. Again, having a good support system in place will help you feel better about those things. Having a therapist handy, knowing like if push comes to shove that there's medication in place that you can take. If it's a newborn issue, if it's like knowing that there's help that you can get. And if that's an investment you want to make in the future is to like ensure that you can get like some form of help in the form of a nanny or extra hands on deck when you need it. Planning for those things again can help take a lot of the fear out of, again, that core issue of what's keeping you scared to go through this again. So I think getting a support system, whatever that looks like for whatever your like core issue is, can be really, really helpful. Number four, and this is just something I tell myself on a daily basis pretty much, and it's something that you need to know is true. Like this is the truth. Is every pregnancy, every birth, every baby is different. So if there is a past experience that is, you know, making you fearful, making you nervous to do this again, you have to know that every single birth, baby, and pregnancy is different. A past experience in no way will constitute what your next experience will be. That knowing that has really, really helped me. And I've had friends who've had, you know, really rough first births, and had like beautiful healing experiences the second time around. So that's just something I keep telling myself, that is a very strong possibility. And if it's happened for somebody, it can happen to me too. Like I could have my next pregnancy could be a total breeze. You just don't know. So I think remembering that is like huge and can be really helpful. And then number five, and this is like another big, big, big one, is just like just having gratitude, whatever that looks like for you. So for me, I mean, I've really struggled and like had a hard time wrapping my head around my first pregnancy and birth. But one of the things that counteracts that is like gratitude. So I have gratitude for, I'm like, yeah, my birth was less than ideal, but look at my baby. My baby's perfectly healthy. He's amazing. He's the happiest little guy. It brought me him. Like, we're good. You know, like I think reframing, it can be really easy to harp on, you know, certain tough aspects, you know, whatever it is that's, you know, making you nervous for the second time around. I'm sure you can find gratitude in any situation. Another big thing that I've heard, at least from girls who have slid into my DMs, is, you know, I had a couple people say that they had like NICU babies, like they had these like big emergency experiences and it landed their baby in the NICU, and that having that period of time where their baby was in the NICU was just like so hard for them, so traumatic. And of course it like scares you into being fearful for your next birth. You know, I don't think any of us went into our first pregnancy thinking there was ever going to be any kind of issues. So that can really destabilize someone and really, you know, make the idea of going through this again really scary. And again, to just like put this into practice is like being grateful for that NICU. You know, like your baby was able to get incredible care, and we have these medical advancements now that helped them live, whatever it looked like. So even if you went through something like that, finding gratitude, I just think is just so key. I'll give you just another personal example is, you know, I recently, and y'all have heard me talk about this, is experiencing a pregnancy loss earlier in this year. And of course, like that's just like a devastating negative thing. But I can tell you, I have gratitude for that loss because it really did help me through this process of being so weary about getting pregnant again, that, even though I was only pregnant for a short period of time, like that pregnancy really made me excited for the possibility of another baby. I felt connected to that baby. I remembered that the love I have for my son is available in another child. And like, it just made me realize like how much I do really want that second baby. And so I can be grateful for that loss because it showed me exactly what I want. And it's helping me get through a lot of the fear that I had, like, especially after coming out of that loss. I was like, all the trepidation I had about getting pregnant kind of like fell to the wayside. And I became very focused after that of like, no, I definitely do want to get pregnant again and bring another baby into this world. So I'm grateful for that. And I hope that helps anybody else. And we're going to get through this together, guys. This is what bottle service is all about. So anyway, thanks for listening this week's episode. I hope it was helpful. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends, share it with anybody else who you think might need it. I love when you guys do that. It really helps the show grow. You can leave a review if you're enjoying this podcast. That's always helpful too. You can slide into my DMs. You can find me on Instagram at Big Kid Problems, or of course on my personal SarahMerrill_Hall. And thanks guys for bumping along with me, and I will see you next time. Bye. It's a good time for bottle service.